This is Ruth Poochigian, and I'm preaching for Sunday, March 2nd. The gospel for that day is the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, verses 24 to 34, and the title of my homily will be, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Jesus said to his disciples, No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat? Or what are we to drink? Or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil. Thus ends the reading of the gospel. Okay, this gospel passage is about choices. And as I read it, I confess that I thought, let's face it, we all serve both God and mammon. In order to go about the work that we do, and often it is on behalf of the kingdom, we need to have the cash to do it, whether it be in the form of a salary or, in my case, grants that allow me to go inside the walls of Wisconsin State Prison. But this gospel is about much more than that. It tells us about our temptations to rely more on our own efforts rather than on God's. The words to Bobby McFerrin's song from the 1980s came to mind as I read on. Do you remember it? It was a hit all over the English-speaking world. Don't worry, be happy. The Jamaican sang a very simple tune. Here, I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy. Don't worry, it will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy. The message of this gospel is simple. We don't even need a phone number. God is always available, always there. So we need not worry, nor be overly concerned about what we need to go about our efforts on behalf of the kingdom. We can almost hear Jesus humming the tune. And so each of us, as disciples, because that's who Jesus is addressing here, is challenged to view our efforts, especially those on behalf of the kingdom, as the way we live our lives, doing so through the generosity of God. We do so free from the worry to have what we think we need in order to receive the grace for what we are called to give others. The wisdom this gospel passage offers is spiritual wisdom. It challenges us to take a stand for God or for ourselves, or put another way, for others or for ourselves.